92.3. Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janice's Flooring and Construction.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg, who's still, unfortunately, still out sick. Today, I'm joined by Jonathan Cook, and we have Jonathan's Flooring and Construction on Palafox Street in Pensacola. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Well, welcome back to the show. My first time with you. So tell us a little bit about Jonathan's Flooring.
Right. So we're a local construction and flooring company. We've been around since 2005. So we do full house renovations, kitchen, bathroom remodels, and then obviously flooring. So we import and sell our own direct line of flooring. So, you know, we supply a lot of builders and contractors with just material that want to buy material. And then obviously we do, you know, installs as well. So a lot of jobs we do will be, you know, we'll sell the material and install it. But yeah, so we're a full renovation company and flooring company pretty much.
Wonderful. And, do you do commercial and residential?
We do. And actually we've had quite a bit of commercial going on lately. It seems like at the end of the year, you always get a big bunch of commercial that comes in, you know, just trying to tie up their years or set their budgets for the next year. So we have been doing a lot of commercial work lately, but we take it just whatever, you know. So floors are floors. We don't care what building we're putting it in. We're happy to put it down anywhere.
Sure.
Anybody that calls.
Wonderful. And so how does that process work? Do you go in and do estimates first? Are they free estimates?
Right. So so all of our estimates are free. So we do estimates every Tuesday and Thursday. And you can just call our office at 850-332-5905 to schedule an estimate. You can always stop by and just see us in person. And we encourage that. Because if you come by, you can pick some material out. And then when we come do the estimate, we can go and price it then. Right. If we know what you want. So it's always nice to just stop by the showroom, pick out your flooring and say, hey, I want this. And then we can come out and do an estimate for it. And you can just schedule your estimate while you're there. And you can come by the showroom at 9320 North Palafox Street. We're open 9 to 5, 6 days a week. So it's Monday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. So either way. Yeah.
Okay. So when they stop by the showroom, do you have samples that they can take back to their place so that they can kind of put it down on their floor and see how
right.
it looks?
Right. So we do. So we have a full showroom of samples. So we have a 6,000 square foot store. And we encourage people to check the samples out because you can look at a sample in our store and under our lighting. But as soon as you take it home and put it in your house with your furniture and wall, it's going to look different, right? Mm-hmm. It always looks different. So we always encourage people to check the samples out. And that's another good reason to come by the store before you get your estimate, because if you come by and pick a sample out and take it home with you, then I'll collect it when we come out and do the estimate and take it back to the store for you.
Okay.
So yeah, you can just check one out, take it home, or take a few home, and then when we come do the estimate, we can collect those for you, and you even got to take them back.
On the residential side, what are you seeing that's really popular right now in terms of whether it's a trend nationally or whether it's just, you know, people like certain kind of vinyl or a certain kind of tile? Or
right. So nationally, you know, obviously we're seeing a lot of vinyl plank, right? Because that's really what's trendy. Even new construction and a lot of younger people when they get houses that are older, they will cover the tile up with vinyl plank. But the problem with it is we've had so many companies get into it because it's so popular, right? Mm-hmm. That there's so many different vinyl planks out there on the market. So people will call and they'll say, hey, you know, I want to put vinyl plank in my house. Well, that can start anywhere from a 2 millimeter glue down and go all the way to a 12 millimeter thick up to a snap-in lock, right? Or depending on what the core is made out of. So some of the cores will be SPC, which is a stone and plastic core. Some of them will be a WCP, which is a wood and plastic core. Depending on what side of town you live in and what area you live in, what kind of floor you need can really vary a lot. And a lot of people don't realize that. They think, oh, I can just go, you know, to one of the big box stores and buy what's on the shelf and put it on my floor. And essentially you can, but it may not be the best thing for your house, right? If you have an off-grade house, then you need something that's going to let the wood underneath breathe and let air get to the wood, because wood expands and contracts and it needs to breathe. I mean, essentially, it's a living thing, right? It's a tree. So that has to be able to breathe. And when you put an SPC floor on it, like a stone composite floor, it just basically encloses and encapsulates that wood and doesn't let airflow get to it, and can cause a lot of moisture problems, cause your subfloors to rot out. You end up having to do all new subfloors and new joists. Same thing with, you know, with concrete, depending on what kind of concrete you have. We've seen quite a few problems, especially in our area, with the water table being higher and too much moisture coming up through the slabs. When we go put like a glue down vinyl plank in there, right?
Yeah.
You're not putting a moisture barrier down. So any moisture comes up through the slab and gets to the bottom of that floor and just causes a moisture problem. So depending on what side of town you live on, what your water table's like, or most time I'll just look at the house, and if they know they've had a moisture problem, we might need to go in there and seal the concrete first, or do like a red guard on it, or we might need to do a floating product with like a 6 mil moisture barrier down. So it can really vary a lot. So yes, you can just go to any store and buy any flooring and put it down, but it doesn't mean it's what's best for your house. And I think that's what you get coming to us, is we come out and we do those free estimates, and then we'll go through all that with you and help guide you in the right direction of what's going to be best for your house. Not just it looks good, but it's going to hold up and last.
Yeah, I would guess with the moisture being under there, with people that have allergies and things like that, that's kind of like a silent space for mold or mildew,
right,
or whatever, and then that's going to affect your allergies, and you're wondering, why am I feeling this way? Well, it could be something happening under the flooring there.
Right, and so you get a lot of people will go on, like, you know, online, and they'll look at HGTV and be like, oh, I love this floor. Well, I mean, that works good up north, but with down here with our moisture and beaches and the salt water in the air, not all kind of flooring's good here. So it really does depend a lot, but that's why we do those free estimates, so that we're happy to come out and go through all that with you.
Okay. Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring is our guest today, 437-1620, if you have any questions for him. Do you have a question for you on the text line? First time I'm reading it, so I'll try to get through. It's kind of long. Thinking about doing some of our floors, we have carpet over wood floors. So ready to get rid of the carpet. Not sure what shape our wood floors are in. Do you do estimates to pull the carpet and then check out wooden floors and see if they can be saved and refinished, and how does all of that work?
Right. So we don't actually sand and refinish hardwood. So all the hardwood we sell is pre-finished. So it's like pre-engineered hardwood. And so sanded and refinished hardwood can be a great way to go. And there's some good companies in town that do that, like Trindle's over on Davis Highway. They sand and refinish hardwood. All we do, unfortunately, is cover it up. So we put more carpet down, or put like a vinyl plank over it, or put a different hardwood. But actually sanding and staining is something we don't do. And the reason why is not that we can't do it, but there's some companies in town that specialize in it, and they're just so much more efficient at it. Like if we come there and give you a price, it's going to be more than what they charge, and there's just no point and us doing that, right? So we're always going to send you to wherever you're going to get the best deal. And if that's something you want to do, then that wouldn't be for us. But if you want to put another floor over it, be happy to come pull the carpet out, look at your subfloor, and sell you a different floor to go over the top of it.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting point, because we've done that over the years in our homes, that we've had certain situations where we'll put tile over tile, or you know, some people I've seen do carpet over hardwood. How do you make that determination in terms of like what's the best time to do it, best way to do it?
Well, depending on the house and depending on who lives there and how much foot traffic. Like if you have 5 kids, you probably don't want carpet in the living room because it's just too much foot traffic. If you're a single older couple by yourself and you like having carpet, which a lot of people do still like having carpet, they like stepping out of the bed onto carpet. It's warm. It's, you know, more homey feeling. Then it might hold up and last a while in your house. So really depending on the house, any kind of family or pets, always tell them, you know, don't put carpet in the main area. If you want it in your bedroom, sometimes we're still sell it for the bedrooms. And then we'll do a hard surface in the main area, just something that's easier to clean.
Mm-hmm.
See, the one thing about carpet is when you vacuum and clean it, it looks clean. You can't get the dirt that falls through the carpet. So a lot of the dirt will go through the carpet and into the pad. And that, when you're vacuuming carpet, is hard to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what ends up matting down carpet over time and making it nasty and things like that. But see, if you're just a couple and you're putting in your bedroom, I mean, chances are there's not really much dirt getting in it. There's not a lot of foot traffic on it, and you're not wearing your shoes on it. And it may last a lifetime in there. So in some situations, situations it does work, and especially like staircases and upstairs of houses. I tell people all the time, like, it's nice to have a hard surface upstairs, but you hear all those footprints, people walking around upstairs constantly. And even though you may have to replace the carpet down the road, just the peace of not hearing the noise from having carpet may be worth it. So a lot of people will put carpet in the upstairs of the house just to cut down the noise, because we're putting a thick pad under it, putting a carpet down. So that cuts down on a lot of foot traffic and noise, you know, to the downstairs. So situations like that. So it just really does depend. Each house is different.
Yeah. You kind of touched on it just briefly, but what is the lifespan of, say, carpet? Because I hear it can be not that long.
Right. So it's so hard to tell, right? Because I'll go into houses that we just put carpet in 3 years ago, and it'd be a rental house, and it will be completely ruined, stained and nasty. And then I'll go into people's houses that's had carpet in there since, you know, 1980, and there'll still be like an old shag carpet, and all intents and purposes is still in good condition, right? So it really does depend on the person and how they take care of it. And I'm sure that's that way. You can say that about any product, right? If you take care of it. But it really does depend on not just the person, but also the family and how much foot traffic is in there. And if you have kids and pets and, you know, things like that, or you somebody that likes to entertain a lot of people, you have a lot of company over, all those things can really impact it a lot. So it can last essentially a lifetime, if it's taken care of good, but it may only last a couple of years.
Okay.
So it's hard to tell.
Sure. Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Jonathan's Construction is our guest today in the studio. 437-1620 if you have any questions. Another question for you on the text line. After water leak damage to traditional wood flooring in a high-rise condo, fortunately, it was covered by the neighbor's insurance. What is the cost difference between replacing with LVPs versus new wood? Underneath the floor would be concrete.
So it depends on what kind of hardwood you have in there. If it's a glue down, it costs a lot more to take it up. If it's a glue down hardwood, it's a lot more work. But as far as hardwood versus LVP, so most of the difference is going to be in the labor and the material for that matter. But the labor to lay a hardwood like a glue down is probably twice as much as an LVP. Mm-hmm. So you're going to pay about $4 a square foot, maybe $4.50 to lay a hardwood floor. Opposed to an LVP, you're going to pay $1.90. So it's going to be half the cost to lay it. And then when you get to the goods, it can vary a lot, right? So most of your hardwood's going to start at, you know, $3, $3.50 a square foot and go up to $6 or $7 a square foot. But most of your good LVPs are going to start at like $2.50 or $3 a square foot and probably go up to $5. So it really depends there. But you don't have to buy glue if you're doing a snap and lock. We always encourage people just price it out both ways. When people ask me, I say, especially if I'm there doing the estimate, I'm like, I'm just going to write you an estimate both ways and send it to you so that you can look at it and then compare the two. So that's always a good way to go. But I would say LVP is probably half the cost in the end. It's probably half of what a hardwood cost.
Okay. Sounds good. We have another question. Do you have any good Christmas specials going on right now? And do you have time to get a new floor in before the end of the year?
Are you talking about the end of the year, like after Christmas?
Well, this is before the new year, so yeah, before 2026, yes.
We probably could do something maybe right after Christmas. I know we're booked up solid through Christmas trying to wrap up the jobs that we've already started. So we actually do, our office is giving away an Xbox right now. I forgot about that for Christmas. So, and all they have to do is go to our Facebook page, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, and comment on the post. And this Friday, they're going to give away an Xbox to somebody. Mm. They're really hoping it goes to like a kid that needs it. Yeah. That's what we're hoping for. So if you know a family and you think they would need it, just go comment their name on our Facebook page. And Sherry's going to pull a name this Friday and give it away. So we have that for a Christmas special. We were offering a paint special, and so we still are through Christmas. So it's any room that's a 12 by 12 or smaller for $300 to paint the walls. If you was to book that, the special would still be good through Christmas, but we would be scheduling it for after Christmas at this point. So we wouldn't be able to paint it before Christmas, probably, because that's only next Thursday, you know. Mm-hmm. But we would still give you that price, so you could still have that special, and you could still have that price, and you would just schedule it for right after Christmas.
That's great to hear. So that includes paint and labor for the paint special that you're talking about?
Yes, so basically that's like $2 a square foot for your walls. So any room that's a 12 by 12 or smaller, and then if you have room that's a 15 by 15, we're just going to figure the square foot, and it's going to be like $2 a square foot.
Okay. Yeah. And you touched on the Xbox, and I was actually going to bring that up later, but I do work at our sister station as well, and I understand that you love giving back to the community and love doing Christmas wishes and things like that. You want to talk about your business's approach to giving back to the community?
Yeah, so we do. We like it very much. I don't know. I've always been that way. You know, I feel like I've lived here my whole life. The community's been good to me. And so me and my wife are both that way. We do like giving back. We're probably not the biggest givers in town, right? But we like to do our parts. But because the community has been good to us in a lot of ways, and we built our business here, and we rely on the community, so we definitely like to help out. So we are doing a couple things for Christmas through Cat Country, and a couple other places. But yeah, we do like to do that.
Okay, wonderful. So if somebody hires you, and they go somewhere else, and maybe one of the big boxes, and they say, you know, well, the big box has this. What services do your business offer that kind of separates you from maybe a big box location?
Right. So the first and the most one of the most important things is price. I mean, honestly, you can get a better price from us than you are the big box stores. That is such a myth. People think that. People always tell me this, and they're like, "Are you able to compete with like Lowe's and Home Depot? We're way better than them, way cheaper than them." People assume that like if you go to these big box stores, you're getting these great deals on product. To start with, if they have a product they're selling cheap, it's a cheap product. They don't have any decent products or if they're selling cheap. And I know this because we go price shop them. So I'll go check and just see what their sales are and, you know, what they're offering. And I've never seen them have a sale that's better than what we're offering, especially when it comes down to quality of the product. So they may advertise like vinyl plank $1.99 a square foot. And then when you go up there and look at it, you'll find out that it's got like a half a mil wear layer. So the wear layer is how much acrylic is actually put on top of the vinyl plank, which starts at a half a millimeter and goes to a 20 millimeter for residential. Then commercial and go from a 20 to a 32. But for residential, half millimeter, 20. So a lot of times when I see these cells, like, you know, at some of the big box stores, I'll go look at it and it'd be like a 3 mil wear layer, which is not even FHA standards. You have to have 6 mil just to be FHA standards. And so that's how they're selling those products for that price. So they're cutting things that people don't see. So the wear layer is how much acrylic is on it. So basically, they're just cutting that off to get the price cheaper. And so as soon as you put the floor in and slide something across, it's just going to scratch. It has no protective covering on the floor, right? A second thing I see that's very common at the box stores is a lot of the product they sell has no pad attached to the back of it, and they do that deliberately. So like when we buy from the factory, it costs us like 8 cents a square foot to have the pad attached, right? So then when we sell a product, all of our products have pad attached to it. We get pad on everything. A lot of the big box stores, when you go there, you buy the product and then you find out it has no pad attached, and they sell the pad separately for like 60 cents a square foot. And it's just a gimmick to get another 60 cents out of people, because they could have that pad attached for 8 cents a square foot and just offer it with a product. So when you see these sales that they're running, there's always a gimmick to it. It's not cheaper than us by any means. Secondly, all of our installs are done by our crews, the people that work for us that are on our trucks that we oversee and that we make sure are installed the way we want them installed and on the timeline we want them done. And all the big box stores, they just sub it out to the cheapest installer they can get. That's all they do. Mm-hmm. So they might come in there and charge you like $3 a square foot to install a product, and they're subbing that out for $1.50 a square foot. And that's really all they do. And there's nothing wrong with that business model, especially if they stand behind it, it's fine. But to compete with us, I don't think it's a fair comparison, because I feel like we're way better. Maybe I'm just biased, you know, because I've been there for a long time. But yeah, I feel like we're way better for sure.
Okay. Jonathan Cook is our guest, 437-1620. If you have any questions, another question on the text line. I bought some flooring from a big box store. They scheduled a crew to come out. Took a long time for them to come out, plus the crew, I guess it's more of a comment. We felt that they weren't as competent as maybe having a family-owned business do it.
Right. And it really is because they sub it out for the cheapest price possible. I know this because one of the stores here locally offered us to install carpet and asked us if we would install carpet for them. And I didn't really want to anyways, but then once they sent us the specs on it, they were paying like $3.50 a yard. Like my installers, I pay $5 a yard, and that's very reasonable. I pay them that because I give them a lot of carpet. $3.50, I couldn't even get installers to put it in for that. So what kind of work do you think you're getting if that's what you're paying? And the going rate, you know, is about $7.50, $8 a yard for a homeowner. So if they're paying $3.50, I know they're charging going rate. So they're making more than the installers are making. And so it's just a that's why, you know, you're getting basically the installers you're getting are the ones have no work to do. So they're willing to take that $350 a yard and come put it in. And really, at the end of the day, that's what it is.
Okay. I think this question is going back to maybe the paint special that we had discussed. What quality of paint do you use?
Okay, so we use Valspar paints. And I get that a lot. People ask me, hey, do y'all use Sherwin-Williams? Valspar is actually owned by Sherwin-Williams. And so we use Valspar because they give us a good discount and so that we're able to offer those prices. Anybody can request any kind of paint they want from us. So if you say, hey, you know, I want this Sherwin-Williams or I want this Behr paint, then we're happy to do that. And so we just charge you the price difference in the paint itself. But to answer that, Valspar is what we use, and we've always been pretty happy with it. I've always felt like it was pretty good paint. It always holds up good, and we get a good price on it. So,
okay, 437-1620 if you have any questions. How does vinyl plank hold up to dogs? We have two big dogs, and they run around a lot. Are they scratch-resistant, or is there scratch-resistant vinyl plank?
Right. So there's no scratch-resistant floor, period. You will see it advertised that way a lot, and it may be, you know, it may have a good wear layer, and that goes back to what I was talking about earlier with the acrylic finish on it. But there is no floor that you're not going to, you know, not be able to scratch. If you want to scratch it, you can scratch it. With that being said, if you get something with like a good wear layer to it, like I was talking about a 20 millimeter wear layer, it's going to have more of an acrylic finish on it, so it's going to be a lot harder to scratch it. So when you see these scratch-resistant floors, that's all it really is. They just have a higher amount of finish on them. So if something does scratch it, it doesn't scratch the surface of the floor and you don't see it as easy. But if you want to scratch something, you definitely can scratch something. I would say, especially with a couple of dogs, then you definitely want to look at that wear layer. And I would say that's probably even more important than the thickness of the floor, is how much finish is put on it. So it's basically like if you had a hardwood floor and how much acrylic finish you put on it, like how much polyurethane you put down to protect the wood. It's basically the same theory. So you want to make sure you have something that has a good wear layer, like a good 20 millimeter on it.
Okay. This person looks like they've had some bad experiences in the past with contract workers. So they wanted to know, does Jonathan's offer references?
So yeah, we have references that you're happy to call. I'm sure our office has. I mean, so at any given day, we're doing 7 or 8 jobs. So I'm sure we have plenty of people you can call. But yes, I know that's a problem in the industry. A lot of people have had problems with contractors. A lot of contractors have a problem with customers. It is a problem in the industry. We take a 30% down payment on everything we do. We don't cash any of the checks until after we start the job. So we ask people to write checks. Now, if you pay through our online program, the money comes out of your account. If you write us a check, we hold the check. So that way, before we get there and before we start, I feel like that's one good way that you know, like, hey, we're going to show up and do your work. We haven't taken any money from you, you know, before we're even there working. Mm-hmm. And then we only take 30% down. So we take the balance on completion. So essentially you have 70% of your job that you're holding until we're done. So, I mean, you're going to be happy with it or you're not going to pay us. So we're going to try to make sure you're happy with it. Mm-hmm. So we do a few things like that. But we do have references and we've been around for a long time. And I won't say that we never have problems with our jobs. Like, we definitely do. It's always just the manner in which you handle the problem. And that's what I tell my project managers, like, hey, we're going to have problems. We're going to have guys that don't show up or don't finish the job on time or whatever. It's just the matter in which you handle it. So we just always make sure that if we have a job that's behind schedule or not done, that we just get it done, you know, and do it in a good professional way. So that's where we try to be different.
Okay. Well, I know we have about 30 seconds left, but I looked it through the website real quick and I did notice that you also do countertops like quartz and marble. So talk about that quick.
Yeah. So we actually use a couple of local companies that manufacture it, you know, make it and install it. So we sub it out, in other words. So we subcontract that out. So if you're just looking for countertops, you're probably better to go to a countertop store. But if we're remodeling your house, we'll handle getting them made and getting them put in for you. And you can pick them through our store. So yeah.
Okay. And what areas do you cover?
Okay. So we cover all of Pensacola, Cantonment, Pace, Milton, Gulf Breeze, basically Pensacola and the surrounding area. So.
Okay. And how can people get a hold of you?
Right. So you can go by our store at 9320 North Palafox Street and just check out our showroom. Or you can give us a call at 850-332-5905.
Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Jonathan's Construction. Thanks for being here today.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.